All right, we're going to move on to, wow, this last one was kind of interesting for me to kind of put together. Just a thought for you. The last strategy, it's meditate on these things. Have you ever considered that Jesus struggled with anxiety? Is it a sinful thought, or is it bad doctrine to say Jesus experienced anxiety? It's not, because remember, anxiety is not a sin. It's kind of an emotion. So if you read Luke 22 and notice how Jesus walked through his most anxious moments on earth, although Jesus was intimately acquainted with anxiety, he never let anxiety sway his purpose. He never let anxiety overcome it. He didn't lead out of anxiety. What it looks like is Jesus acknowledged it, that he was feeling it, and simply brought it before the Father in prayer, but chose his actions based on predetermined will. And then he walked up to Calvary anyway. All right, there's a lot to chew on just with that statement there. So if you look up the Bible passage there, Luke 22, this is the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus says some really powerful, poignant statements. So I'll catch some of those here. Let's see here. This is verses 41. Jesus withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then, you can read that on your own. The Garden of Gethsemane is another interesting place as well, where Jesus shows this anxious kind of feeling. But he was never led by his anxiety. He didn't make choices based. He had predetermined what he was going to do. Thoughts on that? Have you ever noticed that it's easy to lead by our anxiety? That if you kind of have an anxious thought, then you make a decision based on that thought, then you make another decision, and then all of a sudden you're in a rabbit hole.
Pastor, verse 44 displays what you were talking about before.
Yep.
One of the strategies that you presented, I believe it was number 4,
yep,
where it says, I mean, if we ask ourselves, what did Jesus do when he had anxiety? We can see it in verse 44, where yes, it says, "And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground."
Yeah.
To me, that's a pretty good display of that strategy you gave us in number 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely see the anxiety there too.
Well, he missed verse 43, where an angel came to help him out. We jumped over the angel.
Sure. Sure.
I'm waiting for it. No, there's all kinds of angels.
Yeah.
Earthly ones. Mm-hmm.
That's an important statement I make with a lot of leaders is, a lot of leaders lead out of their anxiety rather than leading out of the gospel, which is God's grace and forgiveness for others. And so leading out of anxiety can look like a coach angry at halftime with the players. "You didn't do this and you didn't do that." Leading from the gospel is where we're healthy in healthy ways, challenging people, but really loving them unconditionally.
One verse that is real short, but it has to be my favorite verse in the whole Bible. It's in James, and I'm not sure what's the number, but it says, "Mercy triumphs over judgment." And that gives me a lot of peace sometimes when I think that my sin is going to be washed in grace, God's grace, and that triumphs over God's judgment of me.
Wow, that's great.
For my sin.
Thanks, Diane. And so true. Yeah, and then finally, we are encouraged to meditate on good things. That's Philippians 4, 8 through 9. You can look that up. I think I've got that memorized. We've covered it so much. Whatever is pure, whatever is just, if whatever is worthy, whatever is lovely, if anything is commendable, if anything is praiseworthy, think about these things. I might have missed a word or two there, but I think I captured it pretty well. Boy, meditating on God's word and thinking about those beautiful things can really also be a strategy to get our minds focused on the right thing and on the good things that God gives. So has that ever...
I just have Lindy? To chip in here. As you were saying all those things, I was thinking Rotary.
Yeah. Does that sound like Rotary? Rotary has a statement, the fourfold statement. Do you know what those are? Lindy's the president of our Rotary in Philomath. We're putting Lindy to the test here. All right. You don't have to answer. That's all right. But
well, it's things like, is it the truth? Is it right? Is it
good all concerning all, everyone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, I don't know them all by rote, but it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I shared the story about the, it was in a sermon like me 2-3 months ago, the cellist of Sarajevo. Do you remember that at all? It's a story about how, yeah, Diane might remember this. There was a cellist in Sarajevo in the early 90s. And there was a bombing that killed 40 plus people. And there was bombings going on throughout the day out in that center marketplace. And the cellist was just trapped in his room with all the bombings going on, isolated. And so he actually, this is a true story, you can look it up. He thought, how can I bring beauty to the situation? And he took his cello, and for 24 days in a row, he just went down to the rubble and played and tried to bring beauty into destruction. So I have to think that when he was playing that cello, a lot of the anxiety was just leaving off people's minds when they listened to his, you know, his playing. And so that's also a thought here, is to focus on the beauty that God has given to us. Sometimes that's just, here's a great thing that someone does in our church that does, they put this into practice. Colleen Schultz, I don't know if you ever notice where she parks in, oftentimes when she parks over by the field. And she always pauses to look out into that field and take a couple deep breaths. And that kind of allows her to kind of reset and come into the church ready to serve. And that's something that's always stayed with me about Colleen that's been really neat about her. But again, it's her way of focusing on God's beauty and really focusing. So any other thoughts? And we're going to wrap this up. I want to give others a moment to share.